This is Ozarks at Large. The governor has set a goal for Arkansas to conduct 60,000 COVID-19 tests during the month of May. Last week, LaShannon Spencer, CEO of Community Health Centers of Arkansas, committed to conducting 2,000 tests a week in an effort to help reach that goal. One of the organizations already testing for COVID-19 is Community Clinic. The organization has 14 locations in Northwest Arkansas and offers services in English, Spanish, and Marshallese. Friday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with CEO Judd Semmingson to learn how Community Clinic will increase its testing as part of this statewide effort. Officials announced Arkansas's first COVID-19 case on March 11th, and Semmingson says they began offering tests soon thereafter.
The following week, on March 18th, we opened our initial four testing sites. These were acute care sites where we offered screenings and testing. And throughout this process, we have followed the CDC guidelines of who will be tested. And those have evolved as we've gotten more information of the virus and the symptoms that go along with the virus. Throughout that process in the acute care sites, we've learned as we've gone along, as all of our healthcare facilities have, state, regionally, and nationwide, and have learned more about the symptoms, have learned more about really that testing and expansion. And so we have evolved our process. We still have four sites throughout Northwest Arkansas. Those are located at our Fayetteville Medical Clinic, our Siloam Springs Medical Clinic, at our Springdale campus, Springdale Medical Clinic, and as well as our Rogers Medical Clinic. And we see both adult and pediatric patients, for symptoms of COVID and have been testing symptoms of COVID since that time.
About how many tests are you doing right now?
So to date, we have tested 1,152 patients since our inception about 8 weeks ago. And so, again, as we look at and when we've seen really the symptoms, and as those symptoms have evolved, our testing has gone up. Likewise, we've seen as we've seen Northwest Arkansas communities certainly have the increase. You know, we're now seeing as of the Department of Health webpage that was updated last night, there are 262 confirmed cases in Benton and Washington counties. So we're seeing more patients that are affected and are having symptoms. So in the early goings, we really only were seeing a smaller number of tests anyways. We've seen that certainly trend upwards. And so I think really the two big things is we're part of this both local and state effort to increase the testing that Governor Hutchinson has indicated. There's two parts of that. And number one is access. And that's really in the mission and the heart of who we are as a community health center. Anyway, we want to have access for healthcare for our patients, for our communities, and the areas that we serve. This pandemic really doesn't change that. So that's why we wanted to be responsive in the early goings to make sure that the community was able to get in and get tested. So that was a big piece of this. As we've evolved our sites, we've really focused on where the needs were. And so in opening our Springdale site, we've seen a large response to that. We've also added the addition in our Rogers and our Springdale sites for our pediatricians. So kids with symptoms that weren't really part of the early discussions have now become more so. So parents that have the kids with the symptoms were able to have pediatricians to see them. And having that access is a big part of that. As we go forward, one of the things that we're planning for is mobile testing sites. And so we're working diligently to get further out into the community and be able to go into some of these areas where, again, there may be barriers where individuals can't get to us or to one of the other testing sites. So we want to be able to go to them. And we're doing that in conjunction with both our community outreach, the Department of Health, to really identify those and hone in on some of those sites. So that certainly represents a change, being able to get in and get into those communities for that access. The other side of the equation, though, that I think is still so important is awareness. And it's interesting because for us, Community Clinic, we've been offering testing since March 18th. I had a conversation yesterday with an individual that was part of a municipality, and we were talking about testing, and they were unaware that Community Clinic had testing sites in Northwest Arkansas. And so, again, even though there's been a lot of information that's been part of radio through KUAF, newspapers, television, kind of touting the testing availability, we're still seeing individuals that don't know or feel like they have to go to one place versus another. And so that awareness is something that we want to make sure that all of Northwest Arkansas has, that they know that they can go and get tested. Again, any of our regional sites that we have, we're working together with the Regional Healthcare Coalition, including the large hospital groups, the Northwest Arkansas Council, to make sure that we're prepared regionally for these changes and these evolutions.
For the mobile sites, do you have any specifics about where you're going or what days you'll be there?
Not yet. That is something, and that is something that is very much in the planning stage. We anticipate having that ready by next week. And so part of that is going to be in conjunction with the health department, some of those targeted areas. But we will absolutely be putting that information out on our social media. We're going to be putting out information as that goes live.
As the announcement was made that community health centers will be doing more tests, have you at Community Clinic been given more testing supplies that you are able to meet that need?
Indeed, we have. And that's been a big focus. In the early goings, one of the big challenges that we had in testing certainly was the supply chain of tests. And our replenishment was very sporadic, as was many of our healthcare partners in the area. I think we've seen that catch up in recent times. And so we're seeing the availability of increased tests and testing kits come available. We are currently seeing results back on our typical swabs in about 48 hours. And so we're able to get most of that information back fairly readily. We are very fortunate throughout our clinic, in our partnership with the Department of Health, we do have the Abbott rapid testing for very specific, we're working with the Department of Health to utilize that for some specific testing needs that are out there. But we are seeing some greater availability that is continuing, and those partnerships help to provide for that.
If someone wants to get tested with your organization, what's the best way for them to do that?
So again, we want to make this as easy as possible. So for all of our patients or anybody that's, again, this opportunity is available for anybody, not just if you're already an established patient at Community Clinic. Multiple ways. Number one is you can certainly call us at our 800 number, which is 1-855-438-2280. And our call center can certainly help to route you to one of our testing centers and get you on the schedule. All of our testing centers are outdoor centers so that we have a safe environment for both our patients and staff. Those outdoor centers are walk up, drive up. So we want patients and the community to know that they can come up to those centers. Even if they don't have an appointment, they're welcome, and we're going to get them worked into that to that time frame.
What about insurance? Do you have to have insurance to get a test?
Absolutely not. And again, as we look at Community Clinic, one of the things that we pride ourselves in is that our goal is to really provide healthcare access regardless of the patient's ability to pay. And to that extent, there have been resources that have been very helpful for this response. And so patients with insurance should not have to, or will not have to, pay a copay out of pocket. That is something that has been mandated. It will be 100% covered. For those without insurance, there's been funding that's been made available so that patients, when all is said and done with this specific response, we want patients to know that they're going to be able to get that test regardless of that financial concern.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Antoinette, thank you very much for having me.
That was Judd Simmingson, CEO of Community Clinic. He spoke via Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda Friday. During that conversation, he referenced the number of cases of COVID-19 in Northwest Arkansas. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, as of mid-morning today, there were a total of 292 cumulative cases in Benton and Washington counties. More information about testing is available at communityclinicnwa.org.